At this time, Cassius 92.7 brings you the Trojan Sports Report with all the latest news on Chambersburg Trojan Athletics. Now here's your host, Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores.
Good afternoon, Trojan Nation. Today is Wednesday, March 20th, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to this week's version of the Trojan Sports Report. My name is Jeremy Flores, and I'm the Director of Athletics here at Chambersburg Area School District. I want to invite you to join us here every Wednesday at 1:30 p.m. only on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio as we recap and look ahead at what is going on with Trojan Athletics. So thanks for joining us today on this first day of spring. And even though it may not feel quite like spring yet outside, the sun is shining and we'll take that however which way we can get it. So before we get into this week's report, I just wanted to share a funny story with you guys. I often have student athletes stop by my office to check in, say hi, ask questions about a number of things. But this past week, I actually had two stop by with some words of encouragement. At least I think they were words of encouragement regarding this show. They wanted me to develop a radio name of sorts. And so even though they call me Mr. Flores when they see me at sporting events, I've often heard rumors about this nickname that they have for me. And true story, the students at Hanover High School, my previous stop as an athletic director, had the exact same nickname. So long story short, just for our Cassius Crazies, and for Tucker Karn and Tyler Collier specifically, for today only, this is Jay Flo on the radio. Now let's really get started by taking a look at this past week and how our Trojan student athletes performed in the water and on the court. So last week I highlighted our five varsity swimmers that qualified for the PIAA Championships at Bucknell University. And let's see how they performed. In the 200-yard medley relay of Avery Barley, Michael Johnson, CJ Pong, and Aiden McMillan, they finished in 17th place. Jacob Greenwood finished in 31st place in the 200-yard freestyle and 21st place in the 500-yard freestyle. In the 100-yard butterfly, CJ Pong finished in 14th place and Avery Barley finished in 11th. In the 400-yard freestyle relay of CJ Pong, Aiden McMillan, Avery Barley, and Jacob Greenwood, they finished in 23rd place. And finally, in the 100-yard backstroke, CJ Pong finished in 15th place and Avery Barley captured another state medal by finishing 5th with a time of 49.7 seconds. So congrats to those five gentlemen on a great season, and best of luck to our seniors Avery Barley and Jacob Greenwood as they move on to swim at Messiah College and Penn State University. Next, our varsity boys tennis team was in action this past week, and unfortunately they've had a rough start to the season, starting 0-3 with losses to Lower Dolphin, State College, and Northern York. But with every match, they are getting better and better, and so we will keep a close eye on them as they continue their 2019 season. One important change to our athletic department that I want to highlight that I just posted some information about on our website and on our Twitter account are our new cold exposure guidelines. So even though I mentioned earlier today's the first day of spring and the sun's shining, the temperatures are still fairly cold. And so one of the things that our athletic training department and I wanted to focus on with our athletes, especially our outdoor programs, was just mitigating the risk to the cold that they're exposed to, whether it's at a practice or a game. And so we have four categories that we implemented that we will limit or restrict outdoor practice time and some recommendations that we have. Again, those were developed in partnership with our athletic training department. They were developed in coordination with what other local colleges and local high schools are doing based upon national standards. So if you get a moment and you want to check those cold exposure guidelines out, again, they're posted on our website at www.casdonline.org/athletics, or visit our Twitter account at CASDAthletics and check those cold exposure guidelines out. One new segment that I want to try to do each and every week here on the Trojan Sports Report is a segment called Shoutouts and Thank Yous. And so I want to highlight just a couple of thank yous from this past week. So Keystone Ford and Amy Meisel, this past Saturday, March 16th, hosted the annual Ford Drive for Your School event in the Cassius Student Parking Lot. And despite the cold weather, we still had 238 people come out and take part in that event, raising a grand total of $7,140 for our athletic booster clubs. and coming in first place was boys volleyball with a total of 53 rides, raising $1,590 for their program. So thank you to Amy Meisel and Keystone Ford for putting on that great event for Trojan Athletics. Our second shout out and thank you is to Rick Wire from Dynamite Sports. If you do not get a chance to come out to the Cassius Auditorium this past Thursday, March 14th, to check out the Guiding the College Bound Athlete Seminar, please visit their website at www.dynamitesports.com. There are a lot of great resources for both parents and student athletes if competing at the collegiate level is something you are interested in. Fear not, though, we plan to bring Rick Wire back and similar speakers back every 2 years to the Cassius Auditorium, as we feel it's an important piece of education that you all need to know. So once again, thanks to Amy Meisel from Keystone Ford and Rick Wire from Dynamite Sports. Now let's look ahead to this upcoming week and what events we have in store for you all. Starting on Friday, March 22nd, the varsity and JV boys tennis team will look to capture their first win of the 2019 season as they host Mifflin County at 4 p.m. at Norlo Park. And that evening, varsity and JV girls lacrosse will begin their 2019 campaign by hosting Hershey, beginning at 5:30 p.m. in the Cassius Trojan Stadium. On Saturday, March 23rd, varsity boys volleyball will travel to Lancaster, Pennsylvania to participate in the Hempfield High School tournament beginning at 8 a.m. Varsity baseball makes the trek out west to Pittsburgh for a doubleheader with Greater Latrobe and Laurel Highlands beginning at 12 p.m. And varsity and JV boys lacrosse will travel up I-81 to Hershey to officially start their regular season at 1:30 p.m. And then beginning next week on Monday, March 25th, both the varsity and JV girls and boys lacrosse teams are back in action. Girls lacrosse will host Central Dolphin in the Cassius Trojan Stadium beginning at 5:30 p.m., while the boys will hit the road again at Central Dolphin beginning at 4 p.m. And our varsity and JV baseball and softball teams will begin Mid-Penn Conference Commonwealth action as they take on the Thundering Herd from Carlisle. Varsity baseball will hit the road for a 4:15 first pitch at Carlisle. JV baseball will host Carlisle at 4:30 p.m. at Green Township Park. Varsity softball will be home against Carlisle at 4:15 at Norlo Park, while JV softball travels to Carlisle for a 4:15 p.m. start. And then on Tuesday, March 26, we'll have boys tennis back in action again. Varsity will travel to Hershey, while the JV team hosts Hershey at Norlo Park. And then varsity track and field will take on Carlisle on the road at 3:45 p.m. And our varsity and JV boys volleyball team will round out the night, traveling to Cumberland Valley for a 6 p.m. start. But don't let this sunshine fool you, Trojan Nation. It's spring in South Central PA, and one of our four-letter words that athletic directors don't like to hear is rain. It's bound to happen, though, so make sure you stay up to date with postponements and cancellations by checking out our website or calling into the athletic hotline at 717-261-3333. And that about wraps it up for today's Trojan Sports Report. Just as a reminder, if there's a specific topic or sport that you would like to hear more about, do not hesitate to reach out to us. And for more Trojan Athletics information, please follow us on Twitter at @CASDAthletics and check out our website at www.casdonline.org/athletics. Thanks for listening in, and we'll be back next Wednesday, March 27th at 1:30 p.m., for another version of the Trojan Sports Report, only on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio. Go Trojans!
You've been listening to the Trojan Sports Report with Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores. Join us every Wednesday at 1:30 for another episode of the Trojan Sports Report, only on 92.7 Trojan Radio.